Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
The timeout's over and the action resumes now. Sports Daily with Bruce Hurdle and Shane Dennis. KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM.
Can always count on Max. A little Thunder Road for you. 869-1240, that's the number. You can join the show at your convenience. That's what we're here for. Thud ends a winning streak.
Yeah.
Last night.
They looked like a team playing out the string last night.
Give them
credit for that 6-game streak, but Junis got lit. Royals lost to the Tigers 6-0. A guy that had pitched like crap all year, looked like Steve Carlton and Matthew Boyd. And that's about all you can really say about that. My biggest issue or my biggest question going forward is the Danny Duffy thing. Did you read into that?
Yes, what's the deal?
Well,
no.
Okay. He was found, this is according to police reports, on his car that he was in, allegedly, at 16th and Jefferson. And I'm no expert on Kansas City roadways or areas of town, but I've heard that's not the best. So I'll just leave it at that. The police department provided the Athletic a report regarding Danny Duffy. All right, ready for this? 16th and Jefferson regarding a call at 6:48, September the 14th. That was the day / night that Royals are supposed to go to Detroit. Officers were dispatched on a suspicious car and occupant at 16th and Jefferson. Found a male in the car, which was parked legally. The vehicle was off. Keys were not in the ignition. There was some damage on the vehicle that rendered it incapable of operating. The owner of the vehicle arranged to have the vehicle towed. Due to no apparent crime committed, there was no police incident report completed. And if it was Duffy, as suggested, he was getting a tow and waiting a ride, and the team charter couldn't wait any longer, and they went without him. That's sticky right there. Those details are lack thereof. By all accounts, he's a great teammate. He's loved in the clubhouse, but he has also been in the past busted for a DUI, falling asleep in a Burger King drive-thru. And that was an unsavory scene at the time. He was very apologetic after the fact, as you would imagine. And he's viewed upon as a leader on this team. So what does that do now?
Yes. Well, that's the damaging part of this story. And look, I don't know. You've done a great job rolling out the circumstances, and that's all we have. We don't know what was going on, what he was doing there. You know, we can all let our imaginations run wild, but I don't know what we gain from that. But that's my biggest thing, is that Danny Duffy has been the anchor of this staff for so long and is a really strong veteran presence on a group of young pitchers that that you look for someone like that. You look for somebody to be a calming influence. You look for a guy that can be that can help you in those moments of duress, because they've been there. They've done that. They've had success. Danny Duffy has been a part of nice things in Kansas City, really yeah. nice things in Kansas City. He's a conduit to those things. And those are the types of – that's on top of the fact that he's still a very effective pitcher. You really love having a guy like that, a Salvador Perez, a Danny Duffy, to a lesser extent now for me because you're not getting the rate of return, and Alex Gordon.
Mm-hmm.
Guys that are connected to a great era of success within your franchise and who can help to reconnect it. But when you get something like this happening, and like I said, we don't know all of the details, but it's murky. And the bottom line is that whatever he was up to, it caused him to miss a team charter and a start that he was getting ready to make.
Yep.
It wasn't just the charter. He was ready. He was the scheduled guy on the bump last night. So now you've got to rearrange everything. You're throwing a guy out there that probably wasn't ready mentally to start a game, wasn't prepared, probably hadn't done the amount of work that you do prepare on hitters, lineups, et cetera. I mean, I guess you can force feed that kind of stuff. But you know what I'm saying. The mental preparation of getting ready to play a game, that doesn't start 3 hours before you go pitch. I mean, that's a process that's – there's a reason that you get beyond just getting 4 or 5 days off for your arm and your shoulder and your elbow to repair. It's a mental thing too, for goodness sake. So that's disappointing. Really disappointing.
And it was a getaway, not a getaway day. It was an off day. So whatever he was doing, it couldn't wait until, you know, he didn't have to fly to Detroit. Now, I know he's probably not anticipating having his car incapacitated and needing a tow, but
right.
Just hope this doesn't end up as bad news. You know, worse news, I guess.
Well, yeah, you know, and your first concern is always for Danny Duffy. Or at least it should be. But like I said, we just don't know enough of the details. I'm sure that they will. I'm sure that they will come out. These things generally do. But it bothered me a lot that a guy with this and look, this is a ball club that's got good mojo going, and I know that they're 6-7 games under 500 still, and they're not going to be a team, but this team is trying to build something here. You've got a young team that's trying to put some pieces together, lay a little bit of a foundation on which to grow, and you've got a really good feeling going. You're playing arguably your best baseball of the season. You're doing it late in the year when really you have no reason to show up and play hard other than just your pride or trying to get some things going. And you know, this is it's a bad look all the way around. Bad.
Yep.
So disappointing, really disappointing. So, and not surprising. I mean, Miguel Cabrera goes deep on him and had a double too, didn't he?
Yeah.
So the Tigers take care of that. And unfortunately, you know, I mean, that's a 7-game stretch. Now that you lose, you give up 6, you don't score anything, you've got this distraction going. Come on, Danny Duffy, you're better than that, aren't you?
You just don't miss it. You don't miss team flights. Nobody does.
No. Don't miss team charters. You know what? I mean, here's the bottom line, and you just brought it up. I mean, if you've got something going and it's on your own time and, okay, fine, that's your choice. You do what you need to do. But for the love of God, you're doing something or other that compromises your ability to get to a team charter on time? What are you doing all day long? It's not like you had to get to the gym. It's not like you had to get to a workout. You're catching a charter.
We'll see.
Or be a teammate.
Or maybe not. I don't know. We may not. Postseason's going to be in a bubble. How are we feeling about that? L.A., San Diego, Houston, Arlington. Arlington's going to be the World Series host.
Well, we talked about this briefly yesterday, and I've thought about it since. It makes sense to me. And it's been a bit of a rocky road with baseball. I think we can agree with that. I mean, has the experiment worked? Yeah, I think so, generally. I mean, I don't think it gets a passing grade. It hasn't been an A. But, I mean, we've had baseball. We've had entertainment. We've had some fun storylines emerge. We've had something to pay attention to that tweaks us and that inspires us and irritates us and does all the things that you should get during a baseball season, albeit in a very shortened form. We all suspend reality or our normal sense of what our belief of reality is with seven-inning doubleheaders and guys starting on second base and all of the things that have changed baseball, which I think is good for baseball fans because normally we are a take-us-into-the-future kicking-and-screaming kind of lot. We are. Yeah. Let's face it. We're grumpy. We're grumpy old guys. But that's part of the problem with baseball. And I think more than anything, Shane, and I admit to being a get-the-hell-off-my-lawn guy when it comes to baseball. Mm-hmm. I'm guilty of it. Sometimes, well, you know what? Never. I don't make any apologies for it because it's the one thing that I love consistently is my baseball. I'm okay with the DH now. I've gotten okay with the DH, so I'm not all about baseball the old-fashioned way. But I love my baseball consistently. But for old grumpy guys, and I'll consider myself as one, not you necessarily, the fact of the matter is, I'm okay with it. Baseball's been okay. I'm just glad that we've had baseball. So the experiment of baseball has been good. And I think what we're doing now for the postseason is probably hedging our bets and making sure that Major League Baseball can control, a la the NBA and the NHL, can control the narrative as much as possible on the health of the game. You don't want some knucklehead in the middle of the playoffs do something or other that neutralized, right, the Marlins. Or you don't want that kind of thing to shut down the playoffs. So I understand Major League Baseball wanting to control teams in a bubble-like situation. They want the consistency, especially in an expanded playoffs, of being able to deliver baseball on a nightly basis to a postseason thirsty viewing audience. It makes sense to me, and I feel pretty good about it.
I think it'll do your heart good.
I think it works.
That the seven-inning doubleheaders, the guy at second, those are one-offs. You know, those are one-offs.
They are what they are, and I guess to a degree they've been warranted, and I've been okay with it. Early on I shook my head and rolled my eyes a few times, but you know something? There's not a night that goes by that I don't watch some baseball, an afternoon that goes by that I don't watch some baseball. So it's taken care of what I need as a baseball fan. Even though I really don't have a dog in the fight. The Red Sox certainly suck. Mm-hmm. The Rockies are kind of hanging around a little bit. They got a nice win last night. The Royals, another team that I follow, I'm following now for different reasons than them getting to the postseason. And I tip my hat to the Mariners a little bit just because my mom loves them so much. And I feel a responsibility to know something about them when I talk to her because she's bringing up guys in the satellite camp, for God's sake. So I've got to know my stuff with the Mariners. There's plenty of reasons for me to watch. And the experience has been pleasurable. I will say that.
And no off days in the postseason either. No travel. Well, less travel anyway with these bubble sites. And no off days. So we'll see how that affects the pitching staff. All right, Cindy, your Twitter question's coming up. Has to do with fantasy football. We'll get to that. And we'll get to Brian Haney also 22 minutes from now here on a Wednesday Sports Daily. It's Shane and Bruce, and it's Max, and it's 938.
Sports Daily with Bruce and Shane on KFH. Dial the studio at 869-1240.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.